Let's have a nice hand for John Stern
and Alec McGulkin. We'll have some music from Brian Sand and his quintet, and I'll be back in about 5 minutes. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue. Welcome to this convocation for the Desautels Faculty of Management. It's warm, as you can know, and I would first advise all of the graduates, even if it is your second degree, to take off your hat because you will have hat hair. You can adjust the hat hair with a mirror over on the side. I'm going to do the same, and it'll be a little more comfortable for everyone. My name is David Harp from the Faculty of Science Department of Chemistry, and I'm the chef de protocol, or the chief marshal. The colors that you see on the different robes, and you will see a number of them as the platform party comes in, designates, in many cases, the university from which they got their highest degree. This is the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Go Tar Heels. Some of you follow basketball. Some don't. The purple color that you see on all of your own robes is designated for management, and it is really, the color is really more mauve, and mauve was invented by a chemist in the 1800s. It was very popular. It was known as the mauve decade. If a policeman stopped you on the street, he would tell you to mauve on. There were all kinds of utility to this color, but it was the first synthetic dye. Unless I get started on a lecture in chemistry, I think we should move on with the business at hand, which is going to probably take a little under 2 hours. We hope not more than that. But every student gets to walk the stage. There will be an honorary degree, Morton Zuckerman. You may have heard of him. He owns the U.S. News and World Report. He's a philanthropist and a McGill graduate. So he will be giving the speech today as the honorary degree recipient. The last group that is coming in will be led by the faculty, and it will be finished by the three of the major components of McGill University, namely the principal, chair of the board, and the chancellor. The large chair that you see in the center of the stage is the chancellor's chair. He will be back and forth to this podium and give you the organization of the meeting or of the convocation today. I would suggest also, while you have your tickets, split your tickets in two. Don't drop any part of them, and don't leave your seat without them, because you will need the first ticket to give to the reader. Please give it to the reader right side up so that he can read it properly. And then the second of the, he will take that ticket, and the second part of that ticket will go over here to your right, my left, where you will receive your degree. If, for some reason, the degree is incorrect and you've received a master's degree when you didn't earn one, you can worry about that a little bit, but basically it will all be taken care of after the ceremony. Just come up and they'll fix it all up for you. And if, for some reason, and this almost never ever happens in the 6,000 crossings of the stage that we have during this week, and this is the eighth convocation that we have had so far, there are two more tomorrow. As you may know, William Shatner is beaming in the morning, and I think there are no tickets left for anything, but we'll see how that works. I'm working on my Vulcan signal. The hand signal is hard to do. I may have to use elastics to make that work. Some of you know what I'm talking about. This gentleman definitely knows. There's no question. I would ask also, if you would, to please curb your cell phones. I know all of you are probably employed already and have jobs to go to this afternoon, but if you would, just don't let this happen. That's the wake-up call. I guess it's called Alarm Antelope. And there are so many here. Terrifying. I don't know how you put up with this. But my wife told me I had to have a BlackBerry, so I do, but I keep it off most of the time. I call it my SELL phone because it's so irritating, much of the time at least. I would also mention that if you're in need of water, if you go up to the porch out in front of the library, there is a kiosk there that the Class Action 2011 has put together, try to eliminate bottled water bottles. In years past, we've had so many empty bottles and half-full bottles on the floor that people were tripping and slipping on them. So you're going to have to work it out one way or another. And the idea is, of course, fill up before you leave home, and then you're going to be okay. The other item to mention that you might be interested in, if you're interested in theater, is that in the basement of the Arts Building, which, as many of you know, is simply at the top of the road out here to your right, there is a display of the last 25 years of presentations of the costumes that have been, of the plays that have been put on here at McGill. I think you might enjoy looking at them. It's quite a display. Some intricate and excellent costumes are there if you're touring around on the campus. After the ceremony, the platform party will exit down this aisle right in front of me. They will go out, and then the graduates will go out, and then you will try to find one another because there's about almost 2,000 people here in this room all added up. And that may be a challenge, but there will be refreshments, kind of a light version of a champagne drink. And so you are ready, you can take two or three, and then you'll be set for the rest of the day, I think, at least most of you. As you can hear, on the right side of the aircraft, if you look out, you will see our piper, Jeff McCarthy. He is leading the platform party, which will assemble, of course, here on the stage. And they'll be along in maybe half a minute. And I would ask that as he enters and the platform party enters, it would be nice to give them a welcome of applause. They'll appreciate it, and then they will assemble on the stage, and the chancellor will start the ceremony, and after that, there will be the alma mater being sung by Winston Purdy. And also, you might give a round of applause to our quintet, Brian Sand and his quintet, who've entertained us for the last half hour or so. I would ask that you stand. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Des Hôtels Faculty of Management. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue sur notre beau campus de centre-ville, lieu de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la faculté de gestion des hôtels. Before I go into the brief talk I want to discuss with you today, I just want you to know, for me, every convocation is special, but this particular convocation is especially special. For 61 years ago, in 1950, I entered McGill University in what was then called the School of Commerce, and 4 years later, in 1954, I graduated with a BCom. And who would have thought then that all these years later, I would be standing here addressing the same faculty as Chancellor? It is truly, for me, a miracle. Now, it has become the custom for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a few words of his own, hopefully something that will be sufficiently meaningful for you to think about as you move to the next stage of your still very young lives. Remember that based on current life expectancy trends, the overwhelming percentage of you in this graduating class still have another 60 or 70 or even 80 years of living. During this time, most of you will have more than one career, probably several careers, regardless of your academic or professional training. As a result, learning is something that you will need to pursue throughout your lives. But as you will come to realize, education is not merely about academic achievements to acquire the means to advance the career paths you have chosen or which you will subsequently choose. Lifelong learning is essential to provide nourishment for the sustenance of the mind and spirit, whether it be an appreciation for art, literature, music, travel, or even birdwatching. Since you will, hopefully, have a long journey ahead of you, put in the time and effort, and it takes a lot of both, to expose yourselves to entirely new areas of learning, you will be richly rewarded. I cannot begin to describe the joy I have derived over the past 40 years as a result of visits to museums, art galleries, special exhibitions, and finally the works of art that I have been fortunate enough to acquire for my home. This acquisition of knowledge, completely apart from my day jobs, has truly enhanced my quality of life, and this is a passion that started after completing all of my university training. So to all of you, a safe and exciting journey. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame Monroe Bloom.
Thank you, Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellors Emeriti, Governors, Senators, esteemed colleagues, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Morton Zuckerman, our teaching award winners, Professor Margaret Graham and Professor Jerome Strubin, proud family members and friends, and most importantly, graduating class of 2011, bonjour, bienvenue tout le monde. It is indeed, as the Chancellor said, a particularly special day, although every convocation ceremony is one. Not only do we celebrate our Chancellor today and his special anniversary and all that he contributes in his remarkable contributions to this university, but we have a rather unique occasion today where we have three Chancellors Emeriti with us as well, and I wonder if I could ask Mr. Jean de Grandpré, Madame Greta Chambers, and Mr. Richard Pound to stand and be recognized, please. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifice you have made to arrive here today at this milestone moment in your lives, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a time for leave-taking and farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. Convocation is, after all, a beginning, a ceremony marking your initiation in the fullest sense into the fellowship of this university. You entered the tent this afternoon as students of McGill, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater. As such, you will become the newest members of a family of more than 210,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our Chancellor, our Chairman, our Vice Chair, our Chancellor's Emeriti, and our distinguished honorary degree recipient. Graduates, as McGill students, you have worked very hard, without question, but as tough as it may be from time to time to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the closest family members and friends of McGill students. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our deep appreciation to your family and friends who have helped you make it to this day. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains, un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada entier, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de votre. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833, the first of which were granted right here on these very lawns. Indeed, this spring marks an important milestone in our McGill history, as well as your own. On March 31, 1821, McGill College received a royal charter establishing it as a university with the power to grant degrees. Thus, in this historic year for McGill, we celebrate the 190th anniversary of our founding and McGill's long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution to society. For you and for all members of our McGill community, this anniversary offers us an opportunity to pause and to reflect on our beginnings, to celebrate our ties to this great university and to each other, and to acknowledge the contributions of McGill for almost 200 years. It was on these very grounds that James McGill was living when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to create a secular university of world stature, one that would develop this continent. He made this gift when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was absolutely no certainty that this land on the side of a then wintry mountain on an isolated island could ever be the site 200 years hence of a great city or a world-class university. But this university did become great, and you, graduating class of 2011, are the direct descendants of that pioneering leap of faith by our great founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke English and French and some Aboriginal languages, who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. James McGill's dream has been realized to a greater extent than perhaps even he could have imagined. For nearly two centuries, McGill has made its impact felt in every important field of human endeavor. In the words of the father of Modern Medical Education, Sir William Osler, McGill graduate and professor of medicine. The great possession of any university is its great names, and the history of McGill is a history of remarkable names and remarkable individuals, many sitting here on the platform. James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. Today, McGill's graduates are Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, astronauts and cabinet members, captains of industry, poets and prime ministers, leaders in medicine, justices of the Supreme Court, foreign leaders, Academy and Grammy Award winners, and Olympic medalists, among many others. These individuals, all of our alumni, have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill and our abiding commitment to excellence, diversity, and community service, just as you commit yourselves to these very values. These will be our future, they are your future, just as they have shaped our past. As we celebrate you, class of 2011, we also celebrate the Desertel Faculty of Management, which has a very long history at McGill, from its inception in 1905 as a diploma course in commerce to the world-class faculty of today. As Dean Peter Todd advances into his second mandate, we celebrate the determined high standards and strong ambition which he leads the Desertel Faculty of Management with, and his superb team of faculty, staff, and students. Conceiving management more broadly than business, the curriculum reflects McGill's philosophy of preparing leaders who will influence the world in innovative ways. The McGill tradition of integrated thinking has most recently been expressed in the development of an integrated core for all MBA students, a novel approach that dissolves the boundaries between traditional business disciplines, fully integrating teaching, research, and practical experience into student learning. This integrated approach is being extended to the BCom program as well through a new major in international management, which will see its first graduates today. And through the sponsorship of Desjardins, the construction of a new state-of-the-art trading room, which will complement the school's innovative honors program in investment management, is being created as we sit here. In a year when the Desjardins MBA program jumped 38 spots in the Financial Times Global MBA Rankings for 2011, the most significant rank improvement of any MBA program on the list, the Desjardins Faculty of Management continues to lead by building excellence at McGill. Graduating class, you follow in a great tradition, and as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. And as you forge new beginnings, remember where you came from. In his 1944 address to McGill graduates 1 month before he died, Stephen Leacock, legendary Canadian humorist and longtime McGill professor of economics and political science, gave the following advice. You carry away today a parchment, keep it. As the years go by, your McGill parchment will take on a deeper meaning, a magic wealth of memories. Wherever we go, we still carry with us our affections for the things we leave behind. In going out from McGill, your fellowship in all that it means remains unbroken. Leacock's words ring true today, graduates. May you feel rich in your own wealth of memories. Carry McGill with you as you go, and please stay in touch with us. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. But for now, graduates, took a business class to really understand that line. For now, today, this is your moment, your special day. Savor this special ceremony. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Dean Todd to come to the podium to introduce this year's winners of the Desjardins Faculty of Management Teaching Awards.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Margaret Graham, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for Undergraduate Programs at the Deshotel Faculty of Management. Professor Graham joined Deshotel in 2000. She's an Associate Professor of Strategy and Organization and teaches at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. Professor Graham's enthusiasm for teaching and learning is evident through her dedication to mentoring students, providing advice, support, and encouragement. She combines various teaching methods to engage her class and challenges her students to think critically. Professor Graham has divided her career between the study of the history and the current practice of technology-based innovation, with a special emphasis on institutionalization of industrial research and development. Her scholarly work is based on in-depth archival study, multi-year field work, and long-term interaction with technology-based companies. Her contributions as a teacher, a scholar, and a mentor to our students are exemplary, and she is certainly most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Margaret Graham. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Yaron Struben, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for Graduate Programs in the Deshotel Faculty of Management. Professor Struben joined Deshotel in just 2009 with a PhD from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He's an Assistant Professor of Strategy and Organization, teaching at both the undergraduate and graduate level. His students find him passionate about what he teaches and committed to their learning. Professor Struben puts his students as his top priority, and he's always willing to provide thoughtful and insightful advice. He strives to demonstrate how what they can learn in the classroom can be applied in their professional lives. Professor Struben is an emerging young scholar whose research examines processes of industry transformation, especially related to transportation and energy, and in particular to the field of biofuels, as well as other areas related to business sustainability. Professor Struben's collective contribution to teaching and research, as well as his dedication to his students, make him most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Yaron Struben.
It's truly a great privilege for me to ask Principal Monroe Bloom to present Mr. Mortimer Zuckerman, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mortimer Zuckerman. It is our honor today to recognize Mortimer Zuckerman, Canadian-born and internationally acclaimed individual, real estate developer, newsman, philanthropist, and influential advisor to heads of state. Mr. Zuckerman is a charismatic polymath whose political and economic insights and acumen are rivaled by his keen literary and cultural intelligence. This distinguished McGill alumnus is chairman and editor-in-chief of U.S. News and World Report, publisher of the New York Daily News, and co-founder, chairman, and CEO of Boston Properties, one of the largest real estate companies in the United States. Born and raised in Montreal, Mr. Zuckerman entered McGill at the tender age of 16. He showed even then a keen engagement with ideas and media, becoming actively engaged with the McGill Daily and the Debating Union. McGill students may especially appreciate that he claims his experience with the Debating Union prepared him for virtually everything he has done professionally. After completing a Bachelor of Arts degree and a Bachelor of Civil Law at McGill, he went on with the encouragement and support of McGill's then-principal, Cyril James, to graduate studies at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, where he earned an MBA with distinction, followed by a Master of Laws from Harvard University. Following his studies, Mr. Zuckerman remained at Harvard Business School as an associate professor, teaching there and at Yale University for numerous years. Mr. Zuckerman then spent 7 years at the real estate firm Cabot, Cabot & Forbes, where he quickly rose to the position of Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. A passion for real estate may have always been in his blood. One account of what can only be termed early precociousness indicates that he traveled to New York City alone at the age of 12 while his parents were out of town, and that it was the buildings that he loved most while visiting there. In 1970, Mr. Zuckerman founded Boston Properties with his partner, the late Edward Lind, and together they built this company into one of the largest owners and developers of first-class office properties in the United States. In 1980, Mr. Zuckerman's zeal for journalism led him to a second career in media and publishing. He purchased the distinguished literary magazine Atlantic Monthly, serving as chairman from 1980 to 1999, and he acquired other publications during this period, including U.S. News and World Report. A thought and often importantly provocative journalist and thinker, Mr. Zuckerman is a frequent and much celebrated commentator, appearing regularly on news and public affairs programs such as the McLaughlin Group, and writing as a columnist and editorialist for U.S. News and World Report, The Huffington Post, and the New York Daily News. In addition to being a highly respected business leader and policy and political thinker, Mr. Zuckerman has carved out a reputation as a dedicated philanthropist. Among the causes most important to him are cancer research, international human rights, and higher education. Organizations that have benefited from his generosity include the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, renamed the Mortimer Zuckerman Research Center in 2006, the Abigail Zuckerman Educational Center, an archaeological research center in Jerusalem in honor of his daughter, and the Mortimer Zuckerman and Abigail Zuckerman Israel Nutritional Center, which opened last fall. A strong advocate for the creativity generated by high-quality multidisciplinary approaches to education, Mr. Zuckerman established Columbia University's Zuckerman Fellowship Program for Studies in International Relations and Harvard's Zuckerman Fellowship Program, among others. Mr. Zuckerman serves on the boards of trustees of numerous educational and private institutions, and he served as president of the Board of Trustees of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. In recognition of his global impact in business, media, and political leadership, he has received numerous distinguished honors and awards, including several honorary degrees. He was also awarded the Commandeur de l'Ordre des Arts et des Lettres from the Government of France for his significant contributions to culture and the arts, the Lifetime Achievement Award from Guildhall, and the Gold Medal from the American Institute of Architecture in New York. Today, together with his daughter Abigail, his sisters Carmen Robinson and Pauline Gertler, and his friends Irwin and Margot Winkler, and Maury Choquette, among many others here today, we celebrate this great man's lifetime of extraordinary achievement and global contribution. It is then with pleasure and great pride that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon this most distinguished son of McGill, Mr. Morton Zuckerman, the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Mortimer Zuckerman to deliver the convocation address. Mesdames et messieurs, il me fait grand plaisir d'inviter le Dr. Mortimer Zuckerman pour prononcer l'allocution à l'occasion de la collation des grades. Monsieur Zuckerman.
First of all, let me congratulate the graduates, their parents, their brothers, their sisters, their spouses, their significant others, and anyone else who helped pay for their tuition. I'm delighted to be here. I wish to thank the leadership of McGill, its wonderful chancellor and principal, and the Board of Governors for giving me the chance to relive a very, very special day, namely my graduation from McGill many decades ago. Frankly, I don't deserve this wonderful honorary degree, but I have a bad knee and I don't deserve that either. At moments like this, I would just say the Lord is as surprised as I am. I was nervous about what I would say here today. Then I began to think about my own graduation from McGill, and I realized I have virtually no memory of my graduation ceremony. It's not that I just don't remember what the speaker said. I don't even remember who the speaker was. As a consequence, I'm not nervous anymore because you're not going to remember a damn thing I say either. I do hope, though, that if you haven't done this already, you'll look your parents in the eyes, hold them close, and thank them for their sacrifices. As hard as you've worked to get here, they have worked even harder. So parents, if your kids haven't said it yet, let me say it for them. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. As for this graduating class, it is your hard work and perseverance, though, that has brought you to this milestone graduation. Make this day last as long as possible. Take lots of pictures. Give lots of smiles and hugs. Savor it, for it is truly unique. You don't need advice, although you're going to get some from me today. You've got the brains, the talent, and now the education to live the life the way you want it. You figure it out. Just do stuff that you will be proud to tell stories about for many years to come. Do what will make you proud of your own lives. Be proud of yourselves. We are also very, very proud of you on this day. Here at McGill, you have undoubtedly discovered interests you didn't know you had, made friends who didn't grow up the same way you did, and you've tried things you've never done before, including some things we'd rather not talk about in front of your parents. But all of this, I hope, had the effect of opening your mind, for this is a period of breathtaking changes. We cannot stop them, but we can channel them, shape them, and adapt to them. Education is what allows you to do so. Your education can fortify you as it did earlier generations to meet the test of your time and handle the uncertainties of this century and its economy. Excuse me. I too graduated from a business school, namely the Wharton School, which I was able to attend because of the intervention of the then Chancellor of McGill, F. Cyril James, who personally arranged for my admission and for a scholarship that enabled me to attend that school, a lucky break which changed my whole life. I subsequently ended up graduating from both McGill and Harvard Law School, but never generated the enthusiasm to practice law. My passion was really about urban life, so I found a job in real estate and was lucky enough to be offered a job in the leading real estate company in Boston. The CEO proposed a starting salary to me of $7,750, considerably more than I expected. There was a look of surprise on my face. He interpreted it to mean that I was unhappy with the salary, so he raised it to $8,750. That was lesson number one that came out of that experience, namely that I negotiate better when I don't say anything than when I do. That company was extremely entrepreneurial in culture. They gave me the chance to do financial analyses of both their major projects in California, a new town called Laguna Niguel, as well as a financial analysis on behalf of Harvard University, which wanted to buy the 11-acre MTA yards directly adjacent to Harvard University. Harvard was willing to pay $1 million more than what a private developer would pay. And Harvard came the night before the bids were to be submitted to the CEO of my company and said, "What would you pay?" so that Harvard would know what to add their $1 million to the next day when the bids were due. When the Harvard officials left the office, he turned to me and said, "Well, what do you think we would pay if we were the buyer?" This was about 6 o'clock at night, and I was to give the answer by 8:30 in the morning. So I went back to my apartment to do the calculation between myself and my two roommates, who were both students at the Harvard Law School with even less experience than I had. We completed the analysis while simultaneously polishing off a bottle of scotch. The next day, I submitted the number of $4 million, which we estimated as the price to pay, and Harvard bid $5,010,111, only to find out that there was a bidder who put in $6,750,000. I thought my career was over. However, when the city asked for a deposit, the other bidder, who was apparently was hoping to be paid to go away and didn't have the money for the deposit, disappeared, and Harvard won the bid. That established my credibility with my employer. However, what I realize is that I also do better financial analysis drunk than sober. The entrepreneurial spirit in that office was a great feature of my earliest years in real estate, and I subsequently started my own company in that spirit. I do recall the things that I learned in those days. One of them was to get down to basics, as captured by the comment of one of my professors made about deal-making and the risks you have to take and the losses you might suffer. He said, before you negotiate with a person, walk a mile in his shoes. That way, if the deal doesn't close, you'll be a mile away and you will have his shoes. That was a time when I also learned how best to handle adversity. That was brought home to me again last year when the stock market plunged and a good friend of mine was lamenting the demolition of his net worth. He recounted to me his wife's response to him, for she said, sweetheart, don't worry. I love you. It wouldn't matter to me if you lost every dollar you have. I would still love you. I'd miss you, but I would still love you. Fortunately, you will all enter a culture that is dramatically open to energy and talent rising from the bottom up, where the new is better than the old, where taking charge is valued over playing safe, where making money is superior to inheriting it, and where education is favored over family ties. This is a world that fosters the upstart, the rebel, the young, and the innovator, and nourishes and rewards nimble new firms who have demonstrated their capacity to compete in this swiftly changing environment. This bottom-up economic culture is tantamount to a giant information processing system that has the demonstrated capacity to absorb, to adapt to, and manage ongoing revolutions in technology, information, and logistics. Revolutions that are too dynamic and too complex to be handled by any top-down system, no matter how talented its bureaucracy, be it government or corporate. What's more, this energy has been matched by a transformation in the world of finance capital that has proven its capacity to provide the capital needed by entrepreneurial management. It provides the money to back new ideas, to fund the future, not the past, the new and not the old. As the poet Ovid once wrote, and I think it applies to you all, I am happy not to be born in ancient times. I'm glad to be born in these. And so should you, for this is the age of the entrepreneur, an artist in the sense that artists create things, a revolutionary in the sense that when he or she gets involved with something, it is not the same as before. One of my former professors commented about the psychology of the entrepreneur when he said, to understand an entrepreneur, you have first to understand the psychology of the juvenile delinquent. Now, this is a term that I personally understood given my childhood. The hallmark of the entrepreneur, he said, is the drive for autonomy, for freedom from restraint that speaks of an inner optimism, rebelliousness, and the fearlessness in the face of risk. This always brings to mind the difference between an optimist and a pessimist. The optimist thinks this is the best of all possible worlds. The pessimist fears he may be right. The entrepreneur is an optimist because he is sure he cannot fail. No matter how many times he may fail, he still believes in the successful outcome of his next effort. The entrepreneur must not only be a creator, he must also be able to recruit and build a team that possesses the skills that he lacks, to persuade people that something that has never been done before is possible. And that means the charisma to create the confidence with that without knowing exactly how he is going to get there or even where there is, that he in fact will get there. In part, this is because he has the ability to take risks that others would shy away from. For the gamble is less large than it would be for someone else because he believes in himself so much that he calculates the odds differently. It is enormously satisfying to try to do something that almost has never been done before. Do not be discouraged by others if you have this drive. You cannot succeed by being a freeloader at the banquet of life. Nobody thought Alexander Graham Bell's attempt to develop the telephone would be of practical value. Thomas Edison himself said in 1880 that when the Paris exhibition, where the electric light was first shown, closes down, the electric light will close with it. And Thomas Watson, the IBM chairman who founded the great computer industry, said in 1943, "I think there is a world market for about 5 computers." So don't allow the experts to tell you what to do and what not to do, or to place restrictions on the freedom you may need to develop your interests, your inventions, or your innovations. Remember always that as he who stays in bed all day thinks the world is flat. Let me suggest one more thought. There is no formula for addressing the challenges you face. Nothing in the world takes the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a cliche. Even education will not, for the world is full of educated derelicts. It is persistence and determination in combination with talent and education that will see you through. It is not the beginning of the task, but the continuing of the same until it is well and truly finished, wherein lies the true glory. The definition of genius, they say, is lasting 5 minutes longer than the other side. I wish you all many 5 minutes in your careers. Thank you very, very much.
What a great talk. And the thing that comes through, not in addition to all of the great pieces of advice, is the need for enthusiasm and persistence. And notwithstanding all the successes that Dr. Zuckerman has had in real estate, in publishing, in current affairs, you still see that incredible enthusiasm and excitement and persistence. And I think that's a lesson that we all really need to be repeated over and over again. Thank you so much, Dr. Zuckerman. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Je fais appel au vice-principal exécutif, M. Anthony Massey, pour commencer la procédure formelle. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs in the Desautels Faculty of Management to come forward for the conferral of their degrees and a celebration of their achievements and accomplishments. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted at center stage by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. A student receiving his or her first university degree shall remove the mortarboard or other academic hat and will be symbolically capped on the top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. A student who has already earned a degree will keep her or his hat on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Graduates and their parents will be relieved to know that capping and tapping rarely result in serious injury. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or his delegate as she or he leaves the stage to my left. These 2011 convocation ceremonies mark the official introduction of the McGill First Nations graduation scarves for our First Nation, Inuit, and Métis graduates. This occasion permits us to commemorate McGill's historic connection to Aboriginal peoples, who are the original inhabitants and the traditional stewards of the North American landmass, including the Montreal Island on which McGill University stands. We celebrate all that these graduates have learned and that they have helped others to learn while at McGill. Their diversity, their excellence, and their commitment to their communities and to the world enriches us all. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université McGill, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements of their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. As is custom and tradition at McGill, we begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Professor Brendan Gillen to introduce the graduates. Professor Heather Dorham, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to graduate students. Professor Peter Todd, Dean of the Desautels Faculty of Management, will distribute diplomas to all other students. Congratulations, class of 2011. Félicitations.
Desautels Faculty of Management, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Bo Yong Chang. Ahad Degani. Abhijit Ghosh. Laura Irofino. Ki-Min Kim. Pamela Lirio. Jean-Baptiste Lictico. Ji Lu. Jaideep Singh Oberoi. Ayin Wang. Yuan Yuan Wu. For the degree of Masters of Business Administration, Joint MBA McGill, HEC Administration, Clifford Albert. Eric Beaulieu. Eric Bézil. Daniel Bergeron. Sylvie Blain. José Chagnon. Julia Carillo. Robin Kroll. Johan De Leon. Florent Franqueur. Isabelle Graton. Patrick Henry. Olya Kostova. Marco Lebel. Eve Laurier. Francine Laurent. Martin Lavoie. Nadine Leonard. Martin Lorty. Danny McDonald. Sylvie Metto. Eric Miles. Ryan Redmond. Raymond Simoneau. Luc Saint-Arnaud. Chantal Thibodeau. Stéphane Tourbide. Natasha Villeneuve. Peter Young. Suthan Zomahun. For the degree of Masters of Business Administration, Management, Sally Abdel Nabi. Devin Ajram. Thanks. Mihai Angel. Christian John Ayer. Parisa Beheshti. Saluya Benkuya. Mathieu Bernier. Suresh Bhatt. Mayur Kumar Parbadbhai Borad. Anand Chaube. Jean-Paul Chopard. Ying Ju Chan. Robert Cherry. Charles Richard Conroy. Isabella Chartoriski. Eric Day. Rafi Jurian. Ralph Elsaya. Joel El Zogbi. Antonio Gallo. Ishana Mayuri Gopal. Riyad Halab. Musa Forania. Mishpa Parvaiz Jafrani. Mike Caruz. Hakan Kilic. Charmaine Lam. David Graham LeDuc. David Lewin. Vladimir Miladinovic. Vin Lok Nguyen. Burhan Nizamedin. Amit Oberoi. Sonia Paramadan. Fabrizio Stefa Papa Teixeira. James George Papadopoulos. Anna Parvulescu. Carlo Paventi. Charles Wilson Pfeiffer. Noam Rabinovich. Christian Radita. Guru Prasad Raghavendran. Omar Salame. Franco Saracino. Ali Reza Sedagatian. Jin Su. John Taroff. Tamara Tannenbaum. Luai Thomas. Zirong Ma Yawang. Scott White. Yuanyo Yu. For the degree of Master of Management, International Masters for Practicing Managers. Hani Nagati Bulos. Karsten Schmidt. Roxanne L. Shin. For the degree of Master of Management, Manufacturing Management, Sumon Banerjee. Thalia Buendia. Julian Andres Chacon. Raghavendra Ashok Habib. Jagadeep Reddy, Janardana Reddy. Hanna Ellie Rakoff. Deepin Joy Samuel. Wei Wei. Jose Rufigio Coronado Lara. Arnaud Revert. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Sultan Ali Nazir Nizar Ahmed. Dina Amaturi. Michael Giorgio Amendolia. Ioana Anatonopoulos. Alexandre Armadouni. Emily Heather Osh. Sara Atia. Alistair Owen Beaupré. Eric Beltrami. Monica Benedicek. Valérie Berger. Manoj Kumar Umesh Bojwani, Dean's Honor List. Marc-Antoine Blanchard. Jean-Philippe Bourget, Distinction. David Andrew Braganza, Dean's Honor List. Nathalie Julia Brode, Dean's Honor List. Kelly Leanne Bryant, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Michael Kaltz. Alexander Yates Cartmel. Courtney Jane Castellino with distinction. Carlo Pasquale Castelli. Salman Shaif Chata. Ya Chi Chun. Derek Cho, distinction. Sarah Michelle Colley, Dean's Honor List. Ashley Deaver. Miranda DiGiovanni. Tu Van Cathy Diep. Ke Qian Ding, distinction. Ji Hun Do, honors, Dean's Honors List. Olivia Marie Enger. Franz Edelman. Aaron Lynn Goddard, distinction. Julia Ashley Godolphin, Dean's Honor List. Stefan Jankovic. Derek Kalinowskis. Chan Song Kong. Chloe Congas. Mohammed Zohair Khan. Saket Sanjeev Karkar. Sung Jun Kim. David Ali Kovac, distinction. Larissa Kuta, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Lee, Dean's Honor List. Gun Lee, distinction. Meng Li on Dean's Honors List. Yi Xin Li. Olivia Li Kam Chuen. Meng Yuan Liu, Dean's Honors List. David Joshua Lugasi, Distinction. Bailey Tavish James McDonald. Emily Elizabeth McKay. Guillaume Jeremy Major, Dean's Honor List. Evan Matthew March, Distinction. Danielle Mataroso, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Menny. David James Migley. Eitan Miller. Michael Minkiewicz. Michael Nathaniel, Dean's Honor List. Fatima Nazarpour Kamesh. Amand Note. Michael Jordan Novak. Kevin Mumo Nzomo. Igal Ohayan. Jennifer Marie Frat Paneta. James Papanastasio. Jean-François Poulain. Emily Dawn Price. Eric Chen. Shun Rao. Adam Benjamin Rosen. Alexandre Plouf. Andrea M. Scott, Dean's Honor List. Rochelle Scott, Distinction. Mehmet Shah. Jonathan Sherman, Dean's Honor List. Maria Sorina. Maxime Saint-Laurent, Distinction. Jocelyne Elise Sud, Dean's Honor List. Anand Subramaniam Sundararajan. Karishma Sunasi. Andrei Teodorici. Christina Terabushko. Sanjeev Tirurula Jyoti. Chelsea Grace Tinian. François Tremblay. Jeremy Vega. Effie Adam Weitzman. Andrew Wong. Belinda Thuy Yu. Brian Han Xiu Yu. Shaina Ellie Zond. Jingbo Zhu. Ranzo. Maya Zucker, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Michael Karam. Nicholas Stephen Knowlton Winch. Andrew Philip Lissonier. Anne-Sophie Leroux, Distinction. Hanna Sio Pavalo, Honors in Economics. Mathieu François Prévost, Distinction. Hamza Zahid. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics and Finance, Lin Lang He, Honors in Economics and Finance. Eric Rashi, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance, Dean's Honor List. Rahim bin Mehdi Ismail Saleh, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance. Andrew John Van Nierkerk, Honors in Economics and Finance. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Sarah Abu Risha. Tala Al-Jabri. Dima Hisham Badr. Geneviève Vaillant. Fatoumata Berry. Xiao Ting Tai, Distinction. Stéphanie Baudouin. Ghazi Bosali. Majdi Kwasi Bruce, Distinction. Ryan Kabir Chowdhury. Rafael Olivia Colas. Christopher Colozza. Michael Sean April, Dean's Honor List. Derek Begelman, Dean's Honor List. Jason Michael Leopold, Dean's Honor List. Michael Bradford Conrad, Dean's Honor List. Roman de Ipanema Moreira. Caitlin Louise de Jong. Adrian Benjamin Denio. Alexandra Surette Draper, Dean's Honor List. Logan Lawrence Feldman. Alexander Richard Fortmuller, Distinction. Malcolm Brian Funt, Distinction. Maristella Patrizia Garcia Fieroga Rosa. Vincent Gilbert Doré, Distinction. Martina Jimenez Comas, Dean's Honor List. Thomas William Grace, Distinction. Samuel Eric Greenwood. Kevin Robertson Gregg. Wei Guo. Jawad Hamdush. Umar Hashmi. Patrick House, Dean's Honor List. Tao Guang Huang. Emma Jakasovich. Leila Danielle Johnston, Distinction. Nicola Julian Corrali. Rana Yosir Kader. Kar Helai. Theodore Michel Laurent. Carla Fadi Lascani. Chi Kit Ricky Lee. Horace Leung, Dean's Honor List. Anika Kristen Jane Lewis, Distinction. Jungmin Lim. Soma Sundaram Madan, Dean's Honor List. Simon Marcotte Legare, Distinction. Benjamin Patrick McCabe, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Lauren Mirovici. Alisa Michelle Mittelman, Distinction. Nicolas Louis Moise. Johanna Motreux. Eunice Mouilly. Sabrina Melissa Backer Monroe. Andrei Montagnanu, Distinction. Carla Maria Morgas Nerio. Ludwil Anand Nachev. Iona Laura Onescu. Aaron Opolko. Aida Walalu. Rachel Clara Palachi Olgun, Dean's Honor List. Alina Marie-Françoise Pavlidis. Shi Ling Simon Peng also received a certificate of proficiency in French language and culture. Marie-Ève Petit-Clerc de Mers. Chad Pinto. Charles Pondian. Jonathan Edward Reese. Philippe Rotaru. Anna Rumian Tetseva, Dean's Honor List. William Jen Sapphire. Jonathan Paul Savariano. Andreas Schuler, Dean's Honor List. Maxence Carl Chichili. Jordan Simon. Stefan Seveski. Marius David Sokoleschi. Sean Michael Stidwell. Peter Sweeney. Ilana Tancredi. Marcia Casco. Josef Dimov Voronichcharov. E. Wan Wang. Corey Michael Zalkman. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Laura Asali. Boubacar Didier Berry. Duncan Brown. Chloe Cavalier. Daniel Cohen. Brenna Marie Comacchio. Mark Angelo Xavier Coppola. Oluwalani Muturayo Adioye. Hana Sayed Hashim Al Hashimi. Leah Balas Distinction. Lina Veronica Barreto Cuervo. And Sophie Vitez. Olivier Courtemanche Noadir. Guillaume Laurent Cousson-Genet. Ariane Doucette, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas B. L. Drew. Marta Drobat, Distinction. Elise Marie Finley. Miriam Rose Fitting. Harrison Daniel Fugman Distinction. Sophie Lise Fuller Lafreniere. Gideon Roger Ferreira Hayden Distinction. Paige Danielle Hillier. Carmel Jacobson. Ariel Jaffe. Sarah Fatima Jawad. Bo Chao Ji. Gabriella Celine Junker. Danielle Andrea Kasperavicius, Distinction. Ashona Eileen Kearns. Miriam Keita. Benna Edda Lands. Gloria Lee. Jacqueline Ilana Libosch. Maxime Alexander LeMay. Beatrice Leonard. Jeremy Charles Leopold Metzger. Jenny Paulin Lee Chok Kang. Christina Litvin. Matthew Jason McLaughlin. Hope McKenna. Fanny Massad. Jean-Victoire Mattei. Catherine Molly Miller, Dean's Honor List. Claudia Millette, Distinction. Matthew Stephen Moreno. Daniel Pilevsky. Alice Momoko Parama. Distinction. Magda Tatiana Paredes Delgado. Quentin Samuel Poisson. Anastasia Dmitrievna Holokok. Distinction. Ryan Present. Christine Ashley Tren. Manli Tre. Ilan Saul Sachs. Sarah Brace Schinder. Kyle Silva. Thomas Anthony Sobara, Distinction. Carolyn Sabrinik. Kota Tala, Dean's Honor List. Nikhil Toshnival. Maureen Christine Verbraeken. Scott Adam Victor. Kai Yang Wang. Kyle Weeks. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Edgitha Clea Chasson. Kurt Heinz Glatzfelder. Mark James Hodge. Ekaterina Yanoskaya. Darlene Inamahoro. Muhammad Ali Javed Distinction. Sabrina Lam. Sophie Michelle Stout. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Jill Marie Barbano. Denise Chan, Distinction. Tara Chan. Derek Evan Cooper. Laura Yasmin Ann DeMister. Sheffy Elenchweig. Marie-Noël Fontaine. Jeremy Ruben Grant. Johanna Jane Izette. Emma Julian, Distinction. Sanam Kader. Quaid Ariel Koffler, Dean's Honor List. Ekaterina Ostapets. Heidi Marion Richards. Stephen Mark Solstice, Distinction. Jessica Diane Thornhill. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Investment Management, James Tucker, Honors in Investment Management, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Relations and Labor Management Relations, Jessica Christie Hayes, Distinction. Tanya Legault, Distinction. Spencer William Longley. Preston Pei Xuan Tu. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Michaela Joanne Aramini. Ishita Hiranan Aswani. Karen Bemo Aram, Distinction. Ivana Marie Bogert de Filo. Emily Olivia Chakra. Teresa Chimiente. Victoria Elizabeth Crow. Elissa Chudinowski, Dean's Honor List. Marissa Elizabeth Day. Xiaoling Dong. Sarah Kathleen Doucette. Omar Sheikh El Ghazawi. Elizabeth Ruby Frederico Distinction. Josiane Fontaine. Kyle Thomas Foote. Lindsay Melissa Francis. Munia Gosaini. Marjo Elizabeth Zoe Girardin. Maria Del Occhio Gonzalez Darey Armenteros, Dean's Honor List. Jody Luisa Hadid. Vanessa Rose Hardy, Distinction. Melanie Ashley Ionna. Sarah Jansen. Adam Martin Jiwa. Althea Alexandra Kaufman, Dean's Honor List. Chiu Yi Kwok. John Joseph Lapsley. Isabelle Levesque. Jeannique René Masson. Christopher Blake MacArthur. Jillian Elise Miller. Alexandra Julia Mosen. Daniela Maria Muniz Bobadilla. Chirag Rajiv Naik. Aaron Matthew Olson. Teresa Piscuneri. Marion Isabel Repka. Iman Rezvani. Sarah Robertson. Lee Tara Victoria Skinner. Christina Francis Splinter. Lindsay Patricia Sullivan, Distinction. Robin Lois Whittle. Sydney Danielle Wiseman, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Mathematics for Management, Lucas John LaCava. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Psychology for Management, Ivan Itochin. Matthew Stephen John Kokorin. Amy Catherine Graham. Laiman Mandi Kung. Michelle Shuying Lee. Anaïs Mamon. Joseph Alexis Piranian. Si Lu Zhang, Dean's Honor List.
I'd like to extend a very special thank you to Professor Gillen, who read out the names. Thank you, Professor Gillen. It's now my pleasure to invite Mr. Michael Bradford Conrad to deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates and guests. Bonjour et bienvenue. It's my incredible privilege to be standing here today representing all of you as we enter the rest of our lives and exit our undergraduate careers. These past 4 years have truly been formative, as much for what's taken place outside of Bronfman as what's occurred inside. I can't imagine a better place to have received my business degree than to have met some of my closest friends. I hope you'll take the time with me today to reflect on some of our experiences and what they mean moving forward. In particular, I'd like to discuss two of my personal favorite memories, so I hope you'll humor me for nostalgia's sake. The first relates to some of the many late-night sessions hosted by our beloved Bronfman Concourse as we studied for exams. There was music blasting, frequent visits from friends, the occasional order of bacon poutine from Altos for me, and maybe a dash of studying on a good night. Comment pourrions-nous oublier quelques-uns de ces nuits les plus divertissantes? Of course, unfortunately, these late-night study sessions were always followed by spicy exams and even spicier marks, but they're enjoyable nonetheless. My other example comes from that most epic of all social events, our favorite winter carnival. I won't delve into too many details with you today for the sake of our parents and our own modesty, but sharing some cold beverages with all of you while exploring the vibrant nightlife of Montreal will be some of my best memories from McGill. Fuzzy memories, to be sure, but memories nonetheless. Of course, these are but two examples of the many incredible experiences we shared here at McGill. I find it curious that as we exit our undergraduate careers, we frequently hear how we're about to enter the real world. For me, and hopefully for you as well, these past 4 years have been very real indeed. We've been living in the real world for the entirety of our university careers, and we're ready and eagerly anticipating what's to come. All that is to say that there hasn't been life outside of Bronfman, as little as we'd like to admit it. We've truly lived through one of the most formative periods for Canada and the rest of the world. After all, it was during our university careers that the financial system as we know it collapsed, with countries around the world crashing from improbable highs. Inappropriate checks on a system designed to maximize short-term profit led to the downfall of some of the most hallowed institutions of our time. Out of this meltdown, countries are seeking new ways to manage a seemingly unmanageable financial system. It was also during our university careers that corporations and governments around the world began to truly examine the impact of their actions on the societies and environments in which they operate. Corporate social responsibility is beginning to move beyond just being a buzzword and becoming a reality. However, much progress remains to be made. In particular, the headway that businesses make with respect to environmental stewardship will literally shape the world of our future. Now, these two business motifs, among others, provide the context for us as we exit our university careers. Our success will not be defined by how well we can recite Porter's Five Forces, the Four Ps, or even calculate an MPV, although those could come in handy. Instead, our success will be defined by how well we manage adapting to these and future trends. It is our role to take what we've learned and experienced from these wonderful professors here at McGill and harness that to move business in the world forward. We are one of the lucky few to be graduating with the tools and resources to manage this brave new world. Those long nights studying in the concourse won't be for nothing after all. Rather, Desotel has provided us with the raw knowledge and practical opportunities to confront world problems head-on and come out the victor. But perhaps more importantly, Desotel has provided us with an incredible community, forged through some of the shared experiences that I spoke about earlier, among many others. As the social media movement has proven to us time and time again, there's no limit to the capabilities of an extremely motivated group of people. I can't think of a better example of that than the people I see sitting in front of me today. And so, as you leave McGill and begin the rest of your life, I'd ask you to not forget your Desotel classmates and community. Desotel is not simply a four-year commitment. Instead, it is a lifelong community. Leverage this, help it grow, and citizens around the world will reap the benefits. Avec ce dernier conseil, je vais conclure. Thank you all for the wonderful memories and the truly unforgettable journey. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael, for those very, very intelligent comments and pieces of advice. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction du grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Would you now all rise as I invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Ce que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Oh, Thank you.